How do I sound?
You sound great.
Oh, good.
Better
than
ever.
I'd like to be facing you.
Yeah.
Hey,
there we
buddy.
Go. Oh, and actually.
Hey.
Oh. Hey. There we go. This will be more natural.
Except it's behind you, so you're still
oh, right. Backlit. Oh, I'm sorry. Well, there we go. Now I'm doubly backlit. Hello, dear Sprocket listeners. This is Brock.
And I'm Brandon.
And we are here with the Sprocket Podcast, Simplifying the Good Life. Got to apologize for not giving you an episode like we'd hoped we would. It was Memorial Day weekend, and I got busy, and you got busy.
I did.
And our anticipated guest, Ryan J. Lane, got busy. So all three of us...
it's business time.
That's right, yeah.
Busyness time, anyway.
Yeah. And there's nothing particularly wrong with any of that, I don't think, because after all, what's a holiday if you don't take advantage of it and rest? So, Brandon, what did you do this weekend?
God, what the hell did I do?
We both started on Friday. We did the bicycle fix-up at our local elementary school.
We did, yeah. We fixed up probably, a dozen or so little kids' bikes, something a few of us do every... at the beginning and end of every school year.
Yeah. It seemed like more. Yeah. It seemed like there was like 25 or
you think
40
it was,
or
no,
80.
I don't think... I think there were 3,000.
I think
actually.
Because I was helping with some of the bicycle repairs. I think I just saw bicycles waiting to be repaired, and so it always seemed like probably there was more than there were. But.
Right. Now there were just a few that took a really long time, and I think you were stuck with one of those, that little pink bike.
Yeah, and I never even got that. I sure hope it was safe when I sent her away with it, just because it just seemed like everything. Like I couldn't get the front wheel. The fork was slightly bent inward on the front. And try as I might, I couldn't actually tighten the wheel to the point where it stayed there forever. So as long as it stays rubber on the road, I think it'll be safe for her to ride around the neighborhood, probably.
I hope so.
Or at her driveway.
So yeah, I did that. I went to a party on Saturday that was a splendid time. Got to know some folks who have like a weekly like philosophy and heavy drinking club.
Ooh.
At the Horse Brass. And I've been
philosophy and heavy drinking.
Yeah, sounds really good.
And the Horse Brass is, for anyone who's not in Portland, that's just a classic English-style pub.
Yep.
Kind of in the heart of southeast Portland. And it's it used to be, before there was a smoking ban, you could take your pipes and cigars and cigarettes and everything in there. And now the air is clearer, and you can see across the room, but it still has some ambiance.
Yeah.
And it's a good place to go and have deep conversations.
You can actually see the ambiance now.
Yes, yeah. Yes, you can.
Instead of, like, waft through it. So,
yeah,
did that. Went to a wedding. Caught
nice.
Up with an old friend last night. It was great.
Very good. How was the wedding? Did it work?
Good. barely.
They got married.
Yeah, they did. They. It was really, really cloudy and like right on the brink of rain the entire time.
Ooh, was it outdoors?
Yes, and it didn't start raining until we were driving home, and then it started raining like all hell.
Ooh.
And which. It's bad.
So. That's exciting. Yeah.
So I was really glad for them that they got to have a really beautiful ceremony and all that. And the father of the bride, talked when he gave his little toast and gratitude and what have you.
Mm-hmm.
He just kept ranting.
Oh.
And I don't know if the man drinks at all, but it certainly seemed like it was like, I don't think you're actually drunk. I think you're probably clean sober right now, sir, but you're so – when you become nervous – you seem to be drunk.
Oh, so was he angry? Angrily
no,
ranting?
No,
just
really in the moment and really in touch with his heart. Like he was just soppy and
carrying on
and ranting and distracted. So
okay.
It was really cute. It was
that's good.
A big teary fat man is always a wonderful sight.
So. Oh.
So, but you had a much more interesting weekend than a
speaking
big,
of big
fat
teary
man.
Fat men.
That's, right.
That's exactly the role I assumed this weekend. Actually, not really at all. I went up to the San Juan Islands here in glorious Washington State. And
over there in glorious Washington State.
Oh, yeah. Yeah,
we're
right,
in Oregon.
We're technically in Oregon. Well, I guess we're fully in Oregon.
And, here in Cascadia.
Well, yeah. Here in the grand region of all places and confluence of things and mountains and environments. I drove up, on Friday night, right after we finished the bicycle repair, and it was coming down. It was raining like the Dickens, really. It was ridiculous. I don't do a lot of driving. I drive for work, and that's pretty much it. But driving on a freeway when the rain is coming down hard and the windshield wipers are only nominally doing their job, mm-hmm. It's a tricky thing. So anyways, we got up, stayed the night with a friend, got to hang out there. I brought him the 10 Fitty beer, which I think we haven't had that here yet on the show.
No, we have not had it. It's definitely going to make an appearance.
Yeah, we'll have to get some more. It's expensive stuff, though. It was like four bucks a can or something.
Yeah, it's in an aluminum can. How much did each of those cans cost, though?
Like $4.
That's insane.
Yeah, but it's 10.5% alcohol, and it's as thick as motor oil.
Yeah,
but much tastier.
It's like classy malt liquor.
Yeah. So, anyways, we went up there, and then the next morning we caught the state ferry across from Anacortes, Washington, and we hit the San Juan Islands. Friend of mine has a cabin that he has access to. When I say cabin, it's really just it's a nice luxury home up at the top of all things on Lopez Island. And so we stayed there and went out kayaking the first day. I actually ended up in the first 5 minutes of kayaking, I ended up dumping myself into the bay. And that is cold water, sir.
That's horrid.
Yeah, definitely so. So they got to demonstrate how you get back into a kayak. I had
the hard way.
Yeah, sidle up beside me and my kayak, and I scooted myself in. So.
Oh, heavens.
Yeah. I didn't realize until maybe like 20 minutes later that I had left my glasses at the bottom of the bay. So I've been glassesless ever since. But what can you do?
Bummer, man.
Yeah. Well, my vision's not that bad. So, but I mean, it was great. We all had beer on a beach just around the corner from the bay that we were kayaking in, and did a fair amount of bicycling as well when we were there. And I'll tell you, the San Juans, you're going to be going there, right?
My honeymoon.
Yeah, yeah. That's going to be a good spot. Mm-hmm. There is on the south side of both Lopez Island and San Juan Island, there are some beautiful views, some fantastic stuff out there, some wonderful bicycling. There are some hills to contend with. So
good, good.
Yeah.
Did you have any good conversations or pontifications about simplicity and new trajectories for those topics?
People were impressed, I think, that we showed up on our bicycles, just because most people on the island and most people visiting the island bring a vehicle of some sort. So, yeah, we got to explain that, unpack our lifestyle a little bit for some people who might not be as inclined or disposed. But, yeah, we may well have inspired some more folks into different things. So, yeah. Just as far as content was concerned, I think we had plenty of raucous laughter and lots of drinking.
That matters.
This particular circle of friends of mine actually has, they're great. They're self-entertainers. They, when they have a question about something, instead of saying, well, Google that, and the instant gratification is delayed, and so they have presentations where they'll say, "Well, we've always wanted to know about, for example, what's a penis and how does it work?"
What the hell is a penis?
A penis?
And how does it work?
It's the distended and stretched skin that folds over your belt line and drops down into a larger abdomen.
Oh, those things are horrendously weird.
Mm-hmm, yeah. Mm-hmm. So we had a presentation about the nature and work of the penis.
Distended penis.
Yes. Yeah, completely.
I actually have a penis that can clip onto the side of my butt. Oh, that's a veneer. Never mind. Sorry.
That's entirely different, sir. to go bicycle touring, you're going to need a good penis or two. So anyways.
They're overpriced, though.
That was a lot of fun. We had the whole presentation thing. And then the second night, we ended up doing kind of a sing and dance along.
Oh.
It started out as a talent show. And then once the instruments came out, we just kept on singing the hits of the 90s.
That's so awesome.
Yeah, I had my little songbook with all the lyrics I always forget, so pulled from that some. And then my friend kind of filled in the gaps and played all the songs that I didn't know.
Mm-hmm.
So it was about the best weekend I could possibly have hoped for.
Great.
So anyways, that's it.
That's a big damn claim.
Yeah, it was good times. Yeah, the worst part was driving back last night, because last night I think it was 6 to 11:30 was the road trip. We drove straight from Anacortes, Washington, back down here to Portland. And promptly went to bed. So, anyways, visit the San Juans if you get a chance. It's a great spot. Well, I think that was our weekends. And anything else bicycle related or simple living related?
Not really. I'm just, my imagination is getting completely taken over now with this trip that I'm planning for you and I to go up to Vancouver,
that's right,
BC.
Yeah.
So, spent the day working on that, and so I've just got piles of ideas of fun things I want to do and discovering different people I want to get to hang out with, and it's going to be good.
That'll be exciting, so, and we are actually in process of taping some interviews that will be played on the weeks that we are away.
That's
so,
right.
Yeah. Also, I think it was Rowdy Kittens just had a fantastic article about ditching your cell phone. If you are interested, if you are so inclined to kind of step away from the telecommunication, if you find yourself overly connected and like to cut a piece out.
If you want to have a non-divided consciousness.
That's right, yeah.
You'd be genuinely present and all that.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
Mindfulness. So,
mm-hmm. And I think they actually linked back to our first podcast in which we discovered my my phoneless nature. Yeah. So
phonophobia.
Yes. Well, I'm not afraid of them. I just cast aspersions upon them.
Yeah.
For those of you who aren't sitting in the room with us, which is everyone except us two, Brandon
that
just,
we know about,
right? Brandon just mimed pulling a phone out of his pocket and kind of shoving it at me.
I made
quickly.
Funny. Yeah.
Yeah, look out. Yeah. So, anyways,
who's on the show next week? Who
next week? You know, I have no idea.
Patch it in.
If I'm not mistaken, I think it's Bison Morgan.
Yeah, it is. You're
Arbitus
right.
Arbitus Builders. So, yeah, we'll look forward to talking to him. And all of you out there, keep on sending your messages in. And actually, Brandon, I'll play for you. I think our good friend Lewis, left a message. Yeah, for you. So, we'll play that here at the end.
Yeah, this is a message for Brandon. I just wanted to say that I appreciate you switching over to less illustrious, yet nonetheless effective brewed products, being that you are now dynamically employed and working for a good cause and dependent on other people who appreciate good causes, such as expanding kingdom of treating people well in communities. I really appreciate your scholarly work on this subject and your hours spent promoting people living together well. So keep up the good work. Keep being fiscally responsible and keep on fighting the good fight. Thank you.
Have a fantastic week, everyone, and we will see you next week with a full and flavorful show.
And it'll be coming out on Tuesday. Oh, no, Monday.
Yeah, we'll be switching our calendar over soon, but I can't remember which day it's on.
We'll scrub that.
Right. Well, don't be worried if you're out there and you don't see a podcast coming down the pipe as it usually does. Maybe it'll just be a day late or something. That's right. All right.
We don't know what the fuck to do at this point. Okay, bye.
Well, if you do want to get in touch.
This is like ending a Skype call.
It is.
Okay, well.
If you want to get in touch with us, you can write to us at the email address we have, which is thesprocketpodcast.com. No, that's the right address. Our email address is thesprocketpodcast@gmail.com. Our telephone number, if you'd like to call us like Lewis did, is 503-847-9774. I got that memorized.
Damn,
look
son.
At me. Yeah. And, of course, we're on the Facebook. We've got some donation buttons on our website if you'd like to pass along some money for this fantastic episode, which is really short. And that's it, I think. Did I catch anything else?
Oh, that was good.
Okay. All right. Cheers, people.
Bye, everybody.